WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
All right. Okay, you are listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. We're just walking into our second hour here and excited about being on the air. The first hour has flown by. We are, of course, talking about the crucifixion, and now we're going to be talking more in depth about the resurrection. I'm Pastor Marcia. With me today is my associate pastor, Pastor Jim, and Betty, one of our radio team, faithful radio team members up in Indiana. Betty, you and Pastor Jim are the ones that write the prayer requests out as they come in. Can you just give a one-minute invitation to people to use our prayer line, please?
Oh, most definitely. One of the greatest communications that we have is with our Heavenly Father through prayer.
Yes.
And Pastor Jim and I, when we do receive a prayer request...
Which is more than daily. It's more than one,
yes,
or two a day, you know.
Yes. And, you know, with the way that things are going, we expect to receive many more.
Right.
And you don't have to be a member of Beacon of Hope. You could be a listener. You can be a first-time listener. And if you have a prayer request, we urge you to send us a brief synopsis of what your need is. We take those needs before 45 to 50 people that are on our prayer chain.
Right.
We type a prayer underneath that request so that where two or three are gathered in His name, there He is in the midst of them.
Amen. Amen.
And we have, you know, we receive those requests. We send them out just as soon as we can.
Yes.
It seems like in the last few days that they're going out within just a matter of a few minutes.
Right. It's great.
And it's so important to realize that prayer does change things.
Right.
With Pastor Jim and I, he's such a blessing to be able to work with.
Right. You two are quite a team.
Like that we're a team.
Yeah,
and
you are.
When you have a team of prayer warriors that we have, and how they go before the throne boldly,
yes,
you know, through the throne of grace, that we've seen so many praise reports come through because of what God's people are doing.
Oh, amen.
And praying and what God can do in those situations. So I encourage you that if you have a prayer request, no matter how big or how small it is, send it to us and let us bring it before the throne of God.
Absolutely. And that's prayers at bohmglobal.com. I'm going to give that to you again. If you have a pen, write it down. Also, you can go to our website, Beacon of Hope Ministries. Actually, no, we've changed it. That's right. www.bohmglobal.com. We shortened it for everybody, although the other address still works. But yeah. bohmglobal.com. Go to our website, and you can find out all about us and the information about the ministry and what we are doing on a weekly basis. We have a Friday night gathering every Friday at 6:30 in Clearwater. Pastor Jim or me or the two of us together teach an interactive Bible study. It's a lot of fun, isn't it, PJ?
Oh, it is.
Yeah, we get a lot of good interaction from our people, don't we?
Which is, I think, a great way to learn, and we encourage questions.
We do. So you're welcome every Friday night, 6:30 p.m., and we are currently meeting at the Ramada Inn in Clearwater, 3580 Almerton Road, and we have a great room right there on the front right corner of the hotel. Very nice, and if you're running late from work, you can bring something to eat. We have tables set up, so we sit around tables with our Bibles, notebooks. Bring a Bible notebook and join us Friday night for the Friday night gathering. We also have a Thursday night show, and that is with me, my other name, Mama Mac, and Dr. Angel Falzoni, one of our members. She's a PhD, licensed mental health counselor. We have a show on Thursday nights at 6:06 p.m. entitled Go Yard, and it's all about hitting a home run in life. It's a life coaching show. With that said, we are also, since the middle of January, now syndicated this show and the Go Yard show on the Starcom Media Network, and that goes across many parts of the United States and different countries, and it reaches out. These shows now reach out to more than 400 affiliates globally. So we are excited. If you are listening through that medium, then great. We're so glad that you're catching this show and listening to us. We welcome you to go to our website. If you want to become a financial partner, you can do that with us and go to that homepage, go down to donations and hit on that and go to PayPal. And you can become a financial partner and sow the seed of God's word around the globe through your finances. So we welcome you to do that. So we're starting the second hour right now of Living the Good Life. And we are going to hear another fantastic song. Here we go. Oh. This is the Newsboys song, right? God's not dead. God's not dead. He's surely alive. He's living on the inside and roaring like a lion. God's not dead, folks. He is not. He's alive. I got the cutest little video from my daughter-in-law, Mary, a few weeks back. And my grandson, Mason, who's four, was sitting bundled up. Pastor Jim and Betty, you guys can relate to this because we're all from Indiana originally. It was winter, and he was bundled up in all of his winter coats, sitting in his car seat, you know, in the back. And he was singing this, and it's the cutest little thing. And the video starts with, God's not dead. He's surely alive. Little Mason just singing, roaring like a lion. You know, I just played it over and over again because, you know, it's so true. He's not dead. He is alive forevermore. We've been talking about the crucifixion, and we said in our first hour that there was perfect timing, and Jesus abided by the perfect timing, and he willingly gave up his spirit exactly at 3 o'clock on Wednesday, as the same moment the Passover lamb was being slain in the temple. But it caused all kinds of stuff to erupt, and we see in Matthew chapter 27, not only did the veil tear from the top to the bottom, giving us total access to God, we don't have to go through a priest or anyone else, and that is huge, but at the same time, there was this huge earthquake, and rocks were split in pieces, and tombs opened up, and people were walking around after the resurrection. Pastor Jim, that had to be a crazy time
in Jerusalem. I would think so. I mean, you know, we don't know who they were. It just says, you know,
probably.
Well, it said many of the saints who had fallen asleep. So it's, who knows? It could have been people like Isaiah.
Right. Could have been David, those kinds of people.
Josiah, you know.
People that were buried there in Jerusalem.
Yes, in Jerusalem. It could have been some of the righteous, the righteous kings.
That's pretty cool.
And once the resurrection occurred, I mean, they had to like sit there until the resurrection occurred. And then they came out of their tombs. I mean, can you imagine?
That's just wow.
The draw. I mean, just
imagine. We don't see any more about that or hear any more about that than right here in Matthew. And right. I'd love to ask that question when we go to heaven.
Who was raised?
Who came out of those tombs and what did they do? You know, what were they up to? So we're going to go into chapter 28 of Matthew after the Sabbath. And that is now Saturday night, 6 p.m. I really don't think, Pastor Jim and Betty, that Jesus stayed in the tomb 1 second longer than he absolutely had to fulfill the 3 days and three nights.
No, I think, you know, we usually see, you know, if there's a depiction of it.
Right.
You just assume, and I know even in the Passion of the Christ, they show it at dawn.
Right.
No, the 3 days and three nights was fulfilled at sunset on Saturday.
6 o'clock, approximately.
So Jesus would have risen, and he did not need the stone to be rolled away.
No.
I think people assume that they had to roll the stone away in order for Jesus to get out. But that's not true, because he was walking through walls.
He just walked through.
Anyway.
Well, and they didn't even move the stone. The angel moved the stone
right.
In Matthew 28. Jesus slipped out right through the walls of the cave
right.
of the tomb.
Yeah, he wasn't in there. The reason the angel had to roll the stone away was to prove he wasn't in there.
Absolutely. You know, not to let Jesus out. He was already out.
He was already gone. They just had to prove it.
Right.
And, you know, it's, you know, toward the dawn, so it's still dark. And the women, Mary and the other Mary, are headed to the tomb. And again, this big old earthquake.
Yeah, you know, earthquakes. God loves to announce things here.
With earthquakes, yeah.
Yeah.
And an angel of the Lord descended. And like you said this morning, this was no little chubby cherub.
No.
You know, this would have been a big warrior angel.
Absolutely.
Who came down and rolled the stone back.
Wow.
You know, just pushed it out of the way. And you were talking this morning in church about, you know, it was no big feat, probably.
No.
It wasn't like he had to strain. And I had this, like, in my mind's eye picture of Benny Hinn doing that
just
whoosh thing.
Yeah, that's right.
And I could just see the angel going whoosh, and that stone just rolling right away.
It wasn't a big. They didn't need men to move this stone. It was just the mighty power through the angel.
Right.
It was just amazing.
You know, it says then a wonder of wonders, he sat down on the stone.
Then he sits down. To me, that's dominance. To me, that's saying, hey, we've conquered death here. I'm just sitting here on the stone resting a minute.
Right. And then, you know, it says his appearance was lightning and white as snow. His clothes were white as snow. And these big old burly Roman guards.
Right.
Who would face death, mind you, mm-hmm. with ease. I mean, they that's what they were trained to do.
Right.
They were Roman soldiers. They were trained in hand-to-hand combat. They were trained to be fearless, and yet they just fainted. They fainted dead away. And I'm not so much making fun of them, because I'm not sure if I saw a big old angel flashing like lightning and white as snow coming down, I might have trouble standing up, you know, being on my feet too.
Exactly.
But they just fainted away.
Right.
But
it's so brilliant. What I see here is light. You know, it says that the angel's garments shimmered snow white, and there's lightning coming from the angel. This had to be an amazing sight for those guards. Wouldn't it have changed their lives forever? I would have thought.
One would think, but we find out perhaps it did not.
Right.
But, and they saw the angel roll the stone away.
Right.
You know, which makes it even sillier what happens later on, because it says they reported everything that happened. They had to tell the authorities,
yeah,
look, this angel came down. This being came down, rolled the stone away.
Right.
That's the last thing I remember.
Right.
Because I passed out.
Right.
Which, and for them even to say that, they faced death.
Right. But the religious leaders wanted to make sure this didn't get out. Of course, it has. We're 2,000 years plus later, and yeah, the news got out that this happened,
yeah,
right?
Surprise.
Right.
Well, and I think it's funny that the religious leaders wanted guards posted because they said, look, the disciples might come and steal the body and say that he rose again.
Right.
Well, when the guards come back with this, explaining this angel came down and rolled the stone away, they said, okay, here's what you're going to say. We'll smooth things with Pilate.
Right.
So you won't die. And here's some money. Just tell everybody that the disciples came.
It's stolen.
And, yeah, and if I may just diverge for just a second.
Sure, sure.
This is the stupidest theory. But some people still believe it today that the disciples came. Now, these were scared men. They scattered.
Right. Right.
What makes you think these scared men are going to attempt to tackle a cohort of Roman soldiers?
Right.
I mean, were they on drugs or something?
Right.
I mean, that's the only
explanation. They would not have gone and, yes, they would not have. And they didn't. They made no attempt to steal.
No.
And they weren't even sitting there waiting for him to come out of the tomb.
And
so.
We find out in John, they were in hiding.
Yeah,
John
they were
has
hiding.
Them in hiding. So,
right.
And if I might just briefly talk about two other theories. I recall these from Josh McDowell's book,
right.
Evidence That Demands a Verdict. Some people say, well, Jesus wasn't really dead when they put him in the tomb. Excuse me? I mean, they'd driven a spear into his side, and it says, John says, blood and water came out. And what happens when you die, if you're in this hanging position, the blood settles in the pericardial sac.
Right.
Blood comes out first, and then water. I mean, that was a sign that he was truly dead.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's called the swoon theory, that Jesus wasn't dead. And then somehow Jesus revived in the tomb because of all those 75 pounds of herbs and spices that they'd laid on top of him. Somehow he gathered up his strength and he rolled the stone away.
Yeah. That's
and apparently overpowered the guards at the same time. And then there's the hallucination theory. That, everybody just hallucinated it.
Right.
Well, why would they even, that one makes me the least sense of all, because they were all scared anyway.
Right.
They didn't expect, it's one thing to hallucinate something that you expect to happen. You know, maybe wishful thinking could have evolved into hallucinating, but none of the disciples, none of them, including the women, they weren't going there expecting a resurrection. They were going there to complete the embalming process.
Right, right. That's why they were there.
They were not expecting this to happen. So to say, well, first the women had a hallucination. Then Peter and John had, then Peter had a hallucination. And then the 12 or the 11, the 10 had a hallucination. Then they hallucinated again a week later when Thomas was around. And then 500 people hallucinated this.
Right.
And then 3.5 years later, Paul hallucinated the same thing.
Yeah, so ridiculous.
There's only one explanation. He came back to life, received his resurrection body in that tomb.
Right.
And rose again from the dead.
Praise God. Woo! Let's get a song, and then Betty, we're going to ask your comments about all of that and about what happened there at that tomb with Mary Magdalene in just a minute. Listen to this. Wonderful, merciful Savior.
Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend. the way. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh,
wonderful, merciful Savior. We hunger for you, Lord. We hunger for you, mighty God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Lord, we thank you so much for the gift of your Son coming to this earth and dying willingly on that cross for us and coming out of the tomb, a risen Lord. Betty, talk to us. Woo, powerful. Are you there? Betty?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now I can. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry, all my animals came in the room. I had to mute the phone.
Oh, okay. We understand that. Yeah.
I guess one of the neatest things is, you know, the music says so much about what happened when Jesus came out of the tomb.
Yes.
Is that the you know, even though it was astonishment to some, it was beautiful to others, scary to some, and I think that's how some of us feel today, is that some of us love him with all of our hearts. Some of us are still seeking him.
Right.
And some of us are just in bewilderment to know, you know, why do you celebrate a resurrection day of a man that, you know, you can't even see? And I've had people approach me with that. And I said, the only thing that I can tell you is that I was once a sinner,
mm-hmm.
and now I'm set free.
Right.
And it goes back to truth and
yes.
hope that
yes.
we have in Jesus Christ, and that by him walking out of that tomb,
yes.
it defeated darkness.
Amen, it did. Yes.
It defeated him, and that's what, you know what, I can jump up and down. I'm kind of old, but I can jump
up and
down. Oh,
no, you're not.
Yeah, I am. Today I am. Is that darkness was defeated.
Amen.
Satan,
yes.
Satan thought he had won.
Right.
And it's. I mean, they had, I think, Carmen, a Christian singer, had portrayed what had happened when Jesus came out of the tomb, of how, you know, they were counting backwards. You know, they were thought they were going to count when he came out. You know, he's not going to come out. Well, it's 10, 9, 8,
right.
Seven,
I remember that
six,
song.
turning backwards, and it the light illuminated. I mean, it was just amazing of what transpired when he walked, just walking out of the tomb was a statement that people still to this day question, just like what Pastor Jim was saying about all of the different theories of what they had thought. But I'm here to tell you the only theory that you should believe is that, you know, Jesus died three days later. He walked out of that tomb, and he did that for me, for you, Pastor Marcia, Pastor Jim, and all of our listeners.
Oh, amen. And, you know, when we talk about this and we read it in the Word and we see that every prophecy was fulfilled in Jesus and we read what happened, it builds our faith. We need to be reading the Word. If you're skeptical out there, get in your Bible. Reading the book of John, reading this in Matthew will remind you of the truth. So let's look at Matthew 28. Thank you, Betty, for sharing that. Verse 5, the angel speaks to the women who come up, which is Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. And the angel says, there's nothing to fear here. I know you're looking for Jesus, the one they nailed to the cross. He is not here. Boy, this is enough to get excited about. Mm-hmm. He was raised just as he said. Just as he said. I love that point. He was raised just as he said. We opened the show going back to Jesus telling the disciples in Mark 10, starting with about verse 32, I'm going to do this. I'm going to the cross. I'm going to die, but I'm going to come out of the tomb, a risen Lord, 3 days later. And so the angel is reminding Mary and Mary Magdalene, he was raised just as he said. Dear one, take that to your own personal life and realize that when God promises you things, when you see a promise in the Word of God and it just hits you right between the eyes and you know, wow, that's for me, then you got to take that and remember it no matter what goes on in your life. And remember that God does not lie. He's not a liar. He's all grace and he's all truth. So the angel said, he said this, and he was raised. Come and look at the place where he was placed. Now get on your way quickly and tell his disciples. He has risen from the dead. He's going on ahead to the Galilee. You'll see him there. That's the message. And in verse 8 of Matthew 28, the women deep in wonder and full of joy. I love that in the Message Bible. Deep in wonder and full of joy, lost no time in leaving the tomb. They didn't sit around and going, now, did you see that? No, I didn't. I don't. You know, they weren't skeptical. They were full of joy because they believed. Mm-hmm. Right, Pastor Jim? They believed. Otherwise, they wouldn't be full of joy. They'd be full of fear. But they're full of joy.
And they ran off to tell the disciples exactly what they saw.
Ooh, they sure did. Mm-hmm.
But guess what happened?
Go ahead.
I love the fact then Jesus met them. I mean, I can just see them running.
Oh,
and Jesus,
I love this.
Kind of stepping into the path.
And we find in John where it's more detailed about running into Mary. And Mary first thinks he's a gardener.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't something about, we talked this morning, possibly she'd been crying so much. Possibly she had forgotten her contacts or glasses. Whatever. We don't really know what the deal was that she looked up there and thought he was a gardener. But I find that interesting because he is the gardener. You know, he's the one that works on the soil of our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's the one that roots out the weeds and the junk in our lives that we've talked about here recently. And it was Jesus. And when he called her name, that's in John chapter 20. But I love that. When Jesus says Mary, suddenly her eyes were open. Pastor Jim, talk to me about that, and then we'll get Betty's take on that.
Well, you know, Isaiah 43, I will call you by your name.
Yes.
You are mine.
Right.
So that was almost a fulfillment or just an example of that happening.
Right.
You know, God, when God called, like, Abraham.
Right.
You know, he didn't just say, hey, you or Noah.
Right.
He
no.
called them by name.
By name.
I know your name. I know who you are. So he said that to Mary. And it's like, I was thinking all around the resurrection, they didn't recognize him.
Right.
Mary didn't recognize him until she heard him say her name.
Right.
the disciples on the road to Emmaus did not recognize him until he broke the bread. And it's like, I can just see them in their mind's eye. All of a sudden they had a flashback
right.
to Passover.
Passover.
Oh my gosh, it's Jesus.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that was kind of interesting that he kind of hid himself, but was revealed in different ways.
Right.
And like with Mary, it's like hearing his name, just soothing. I just, you know, here she's crying, and she said, where have you put him?
Right.
And he, praise God, he's not like one of us, not like me sometimes, because I don't have, you know, silly questions I don't have a lot of patience with.
Oh, okay.
Okay, first of all, lady, you know. But no, he just said, Mary.
Right.
And that's all it took.
Right. Woo, hearing his voice call our name. Betty talked to me about that. Wow. Praise God.
Well, I'm in the midst of trying to remember scripture. And the sheep will know their master's voice.
Right. John chapter 10.
And, yes. You know, when you, he may yes. have looked a little bit different since he has, since he'd been glorified and been, you know, came back to talk to them and to reassure them that it's me. You
right.
know, hey guys, it's me, you know, I'm back and I want you to know why I did what I did. And it's amazing to me that a lot of times, we're still skeptic.
Oh, I know.
When we think that we hear God's voice, and God speaks to us in different ways.
Right.
Through his word, through his, you know, through the, through other people, through prophecy, or through the word of knowledge or whatever, is that God's still talking to us today.
Amen, he is.
Just like he did, like he did to Mary and the disciples, the clan, is that we still have that communication with him, but we actually go to the throne and we, through prayer, through requests and petitions, he's still available to us just like he was to them.
Right.
And that's why things have never changed. You know, yeah, we've grown through social media and all of this, but we still have, and I call it again, we still have knee mail. We're still able to pray.
Knee mail, K-N-E-E, mail, right?
Yes, knee mail, because that's our hotline to the, you know, hotline, I call it the hotline to the throne, is through prayer.
And right.
We have that available to us. And one of the, excuse me, one of the kids that I used to, we used to minister to, asked me at one time, he goes, Bae, what would you do if you saw Jesus? And I said, I don't know. I would probably fall down on my knees. I would probably cry.
Right.
But I would want him to hug me.
Aww.
And tell me that he loves me. I said, is that what you would want? He said, yeah, I want Jesus to hold me. And he sees these pictures of, you know, let the little children come to me. Well, no matter how young we are,
yes.
no matter how old
yes.
we are, that, you know, Jesus loves us the same, and he still calls us his children, even as old as I am and you and Pastor Jim are. he still loves us, and he loves us the same. There's no one that he loves more. There's no one that he loves less. He loves the sinner just as much as he loves me.
Yes.
And that's the neat part about the Lord, is that there is no discrimination with him.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
And he accepted Mary Magdalene and the disciples with their skepticism, with their questions, Thomas with his doubts. And he accepts every one of us right where we are. And I think that we need to learn, and that's certainly been a theme that we've been talking about some here lately, about learning to not judge each other and to really allow God to love through each of us, no matter whether or not we are unlovely or misbehaving or whatever. And here you see Jesus in action accepting these people that he's got to wonder, didn't they listen to anything I said while I was here? This seems like it's such new information to them, and that I'm coming out of the tomb. And And again, you know, humanity, humanity. So often we will just, we want to see it to believe it. And the walk of faith is you believe it and then you'll see it, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and it's different. And here's Mary, though. Mary and Mary Magdalene, they did go to the tomb. They went to do something more to his body, not realizing he was already risen. But it's amazing, and it's so wonderful that he accepts Mary where she is and every one of us. Pastor Jim, you want to comment on that before we get to another song?
Yeah, I just think I agree. It's amazing that, and I was thinking of, well, it's, you know, Paul writes later that Jesus specifically appeared to Peter.
Right.
Although we don't have that written anywhere else, but Paul said that Jesus specifically appeared to Peter, probably because Peter needed a one-on-one mm-hmm. with the Lord
after
having
denials.
Denied him three times.
Right.
I'm sure Peter figured that it was done. You know,
right.
his leadership role was finished. But he appeared to him, and then, you know, Thomas, who said, "I'm not going to believe unless I, you know, unless I see the nail prints
right
in his hands and in his side," and you know. That was a pretty, in one level, very bold statement.
Absolutely.
You know, mm-hmm. But then the following week, Jesus shows up again, walks through the wall.
Right.
And shows up and, you know, just looks at, and I can just imagine looking at Thomas and didn't upbraid him, didn't rebuke him, just simply said, "Don't be unbelieving,
right?
But believe.
Believe.
Look here. Look. Put your hand. Put your fingers in here and see.
Wow.
Don't be unbelieving, but believe.
Absolutely. And that's the purpose of this show. You know, we just want to create an atmosphere where faith can rise in each of our listeners and in us as we do these shows. Believe me, the faith rises in us, doesn't it, Betty? We come away from this feeling stronger and more determined to get the word out in greater measure, don't we?
Yes, yes. In fact, it's it's like your Sunday after church. It's a continuation of what God needs.
Church
and
after
what
church.
God loves doing mm-hmm. is the church. On the radio, and it's for people that I encourage you, if you want to be on Beacon of Hope Radio in the ministry through living the good life, it's a miracle. I mean, you get to express your thoughts about Jesus and how much that you love him, and it doesn't take a lot of scripture knowledge. If it was that, I would not be on the radio. you share with your heart. With what you feel, and God gives you the faith to do it, and He blesses you.
Amen.
After you do it.
He sure does. I think it's time for this amazing song. I wonder what it is, Pastor Jim.
I'm going to wager it could be the Hallelujah Chorus.
It very well could be. Woo! Let's all get excited. It's Resurrection Day.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Whoa. Wow. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for that beautiful song. We thank you that we can rejoice in that song, the Hallelujah Chorus, and we give you glory. We give you praise this day that you are the risen Lord Jesus, that you came out of the tomb for each of us, that God caused you to take those stripes for us, for our sins, our sicknesses, our hurts, our wounds, everything that you took on yourself on the cross. Jesus, we just thank you and we praise you for God's, the Father's plan, and that you fulfilled it to the letter. We give you glory and praise. Hallelujah. We thank you that you are the risen Lord this day. We celebrate you, Jesus, and what you did for each of us on that cross. Lord, if there's any that listen to this show at any time in the future that don't know you as Lord and Savior, let this moment be the moment where they reach out to you and say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that Jesus is the Messiah. I believe that Jesus died on a cross for my sins and sicknesses. I believe that God the Father raised him from the dead. And because of that, I invite you, Lord Jesus, into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. Lord, if there's any that listen to this in the future that pray that prayer, we believe that they receive their salvation in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We celebrate this amazing, wonderful plan of yours, Father God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pastor Jim, wow. That gets me every time I hear the Hallelujah Chorus.
It's amazing because you hear that a lot at Christmas too.
Right.
And you hear it now, and it actually, scripturally, it's at the second coming.
Right.
But it's such a, well, Handel, first of all, the composer was Christian.
Right.
And he had trouble with this one, and he prayed, and God gave him, I mean, he wrote down, God gave me this song.
Yes.
And
believe it.
It is so powerful.
So anointed.
It is. It's an anointed song.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it is. Augustine said, we are hallelujah people. We are resurrection people, and hallelujah is our song.
Woo, hallelujah.
And I think we need to, because hallelujah means praise the Lord.
The Lord.
And wow. We need to remember that.
Resurrection people and hallelujah is our song. All right, I'll take that.
And we can, you know, we can sing
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because we serve a risen Lord.
Amen.
You know, we serve someone who's living in us.
Amen. Romans 8:11.
Yeah, and he lives in us. And that's the wonder of it. I mean, that the creator of the universe became human, first of all, went to the cross, died, rose again.
Amen.
And now, because through the Holy Spirit, lives inside of us,
yes,
has a relationship with us.
Absolutely.
That's just amazing.
And Romans 8:11 says, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us, it will give life. And that word there in the original Greek is Zoe, Z-O-E, the God kind of life, will give life to your mortal body. And in the King James, it says he'll quicken your mortal body, you know, and just raise you up. And Betty, this is quite a resurrection day for your family, because a year ago right now, your daughter Megan, who is also one of our radio team members, and her husband Ben, lost little Grayson after only 33 hours of life. And it's not even a year later. And you are celebrating this Resurrection Day with your granddaughter that was just born 10 days ago, correct? And what is her name? What is her name?
Well, I think her name means life. Her name is Zoe, Z-O-E.
Yes.
And Grace is her middle name, G-R-A-C-E.
Right.
So we are rejoicing these last few days because, you know, where there is death, there is life.
Amen.
And we are celebrating, which we will, celebrating Grayson's one-year angel anniversary. Birthday.
Angel anniversary. Oh,
angel anniversary on April 10th. So
right.
you can see where where there was pain, there is now joy.
Yes.
That excuse me again, where there was heaviness, there is, you know, a praising God for a miracle.
Right.
The rainbow hit our family on, you know, at the end of March, 3 weeks early. But we are, again, rejoicing and praising God for Zoe and what she's going to bring to this family.
Absolutely.
It's a real joy. It's a pleasure. Sometimes I don't think it's really hit us yet.
Right.
About what God has done.
Right.
We know that it hurt a lot when Grayson went home, but we still have that anticipation because we know Christ. We have him in our heart that we will see Grayson again.
Oh, absolutely. And that is the hope we have. Yes.
That's the hope, yes. And we will sing the hallelujah chorus. You know, when we stand before our Lord, you know, it's like, hallelujah, Lord, nice to meet you. I hope that I did everything you wanted me to do. And that's what we look forward to, say, you know, great, kind, and faithful servant. I appreciate what all you did. And it's awesome. It's awesome to be able to know that the miracle of birth is life. And it's awesome.
Oh,
absolutely awesome.
And we just are so thrilled as your church family, your ministry family, to be a part of all that has happened, and especially to welcome little Zoe Grace Kramer into your family. Grandpa Joe has got to meet her as of yesterday. And
I went out to the living room, and Papa Joe and Zoe are asleep in the chair.
Oh, now that's just where they need to be.
That's where they need to be, you know, close to the pawpaw.
That's right. Absolutely. And, you know, it's just in the message of the resurrection does apply to our individual lives in that God can, dear listener, make something beautiful out of the tears and the suffering, whatever has happened in your life. There's that old Gaither song, and we're all from Indiana, Bill and Gloria Gaither, something beautiful, something good, all my confusion, he understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness,
strife,
but he made something beautiful out of my life. And Betty, that's what's happened in your family, and that is certainly happening right now, I believe, to countless numbers of people around the globe. And we are going to believe that this message of the resurrection today is going to get down into people's hearts and lives, and they are going to allow the Holy Spirit of God to really change them into what he wants them to be and to do, and to grasp a hold of hope and the fact that we serve a risen Lord. And if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us, which it does, then he will give life to our mortal bodies, and he will quicken us. Pastor Jim, we're running, I can't believe the time, but we're getting low on time here. So talk to us a minute, and then I want to get back to Betty for some final comments too.
Well, I just want to encourage everybody who's listening that it's been 41 years for me since I accepted Jesus.
Wow.
And I've never doubted the resurrection.
Right.
In all that time.
Right.
And don't ever doubt that he's not there. I mean,
right.
41 years into this, and I've been through some times when I wanted, you know, there have been some rough times. There have been times when I walked away from God. But he's always been there.
Amen.
And he's always proven that he's alive.
Amen.
To me through
yes.
countless different ways. And I just want to encourage you, if you're skeptical, study it for yourself.
Absolutely. That Find Josh out. McDowell book. I love that.
Yes. Evidence That Demands a Verdict by Josh McDowell. I would
Excellent.
Encourage everyone to read that.
And Mere Christianity.
Mere Christianity. There's an old book by Paul Little, Know Why You Believe.
Mm-hmm.
All excellent resources, because, you know, so many people want to deny the resurrection, but it's real.
It's real.
Jesus is alive.
Amen.
You know, the old church, when the church would meet on resurrection morning, you know, that they would say, you know, Christ is risen. Christ has risen indeed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, hallelujah. And one of these days we're going to be joining him in heaven for all eternity. And, you know, there's so many signs that are happening, and we won't, this is not a show now about that, and we're running out of time anyway, but Jesus is coming back soon. So it's time to be prepared for his return. Betty, you have some comments here before we get on out of here?
Yeah, I was reading in my Jesus is Calling, and just read a couple of paragraphs for the listening audience, that as you go through this day, trust me to provide the strength that you need moment by moment.
Amen.
Don't waste energy wondering where you are, if you're adequate for today's journey. My spirit within you is more than sufficient to handle whatever this day may bring.
Right.
And I think that we can stand tall, we can be brave, and weather the storms because of Jesus' resurrection.
Absolutely.
That he died for us. He died for everything that you're going through right now. Give him your burden. Give him your... cast your cares upon him, because he does care for you.
Oh,
and
yes.
It's just amazing what God can do when we let go and surrender and let him have it, of the difference that it makes, that we don't carry those chains and logging chains and stuff around with us if we relinquish them. So may God bless all of our listeners.
Amen.
Now and in the future. May God bless you and keep you safe.
Oh, amen.
I love you both. I love you both.
We love you, Betty, and Grandma Mimi. You're really Mimi, aren't you, to Andrew
and now Mimi.
Zoe. And we just wish you all, your whole family there, multiple blessings as you enjoy this new bundle of joy that she is, which is just an answer to prayer. And what a joy to have little Zoe Grace a part of our family now. And, Pastor Jim and Betty, I just am so aware that a couple things. God wants people to understand that he's right on time, okay? He always is. And that his plan, this plan was not a surprise, none of this. It was planned out to the nth perfecting, the exact second of when Jesus was to die, he did. And then he came out of the tomb exactly as predicted and prophesied. Those are faith builders for me. Pastor Jim, you have a final comment on that?
Amen. I mean, God... you know, sometimes we have a saying, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. And sometimes it just becomes a saying.
Yeah.
But it's true.
It's true.
All through the Bible. I mean, it's a huge faith builder for me. I love to go back and just look at the prophecies and look at how Jesus fulfilled them. Because that's a faith builder. It shows that he is who he says he is.
Absolutely. And again, we recommend you get Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis. You can find it any bookstore. And Evidence That Demands a Verdict by Josh McDowell. Those are excellent books that will help you really nail this down if you have questions. In addition to that, Pastor Jim and I are absolutely always welcoming anyone to write us, and we will respond to you. My email is pastor@bohmglobal.com. Because I had that before Pastor Jim came on board. So his is pastorjim@bohmglobal.com. You can reach Betty and you can reach Pastor Jim at our prayer line, prayers@bohmglobal.com. And we encourage you, use the prayer line, tell people about it. Betty, we're seeing miracle after miracle, aren't we? Prayers answered all the time, every day.
Amen. Amen. Yes, yes. There's been praise reports about people that we didn't think that we're going to pull through. And miraculously, they've pulled through.
Amen.
By the divine intervention of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, use the prayer line, prayers@bohmglobal.com, and contact Pastor Jim and I, me, pastor@bohmglobal.com, pastorjim@bohmglobal.com, and also get into our website, bohmglobal.com. There it is again. And, find out what we're about. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, we'd love to have you join us on a Friday night for the Friday Gathering. And just know that God loves you so very much. And know that Jesus Christ he has risen from the tomb. The tomb could not keep him down. Death could not keep him down. And he is the risen Lord. And, you know, it's not far to Jesus. Woo! Thank you, Pastor Jim. Thank you, Betty, for being on the air this day. God bless you both. Here we go. It's not far to Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Tune in again next week at this time. Go to our website for details about where you can hear this show again on Starcom Media next Sunday morning. 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Starcom Media. So God bless you. Have a great week. We'll see you next week.
It's not far.